This is the BBC.
At last, it's here. Cable radio.
What?
Cable radio, madam.
Oh.
35 channels at the flick of a switch. There's news.
A West Drayton man who kept himself awake by snoring every night for 17 years has at last found the answer. He's going to sleep in another room.
Weather.
The sun did not come up this morning. Huge cracks have appeared in the Earth's surface and big rocks are falling out of the sky. Details 25 minutes from now on Action Central Newscast.
And of course...
Did she? What with him?
Current affairs. As well as... live broadcast from the House of Commons, there'll be channels for gardening, police reports, and drama.
It was Dorothy from the French windows, as he had always pictured her, with an armful of...
fertilizer. On the other hand, you may prefer to bed down early with...
Sergeant Lynch. If he's not there, get hold of...
Dorothy's bosom.
And that's not all. Excuse me. Hello?
Hello, is that the cable radio?
Yes.
Well, I'm just installed mine, but the cable's too long.
Too long?
Do you think you can pull it back a bit, your end?
Now then, Mabel, what have we got on cable? By George, it's a peas pudding and Stevie Winwood.
Someone standing there with her hands in her hair. I can't help remember just when she touched me. There's still no face here in her place. So cool, she was like jazz on a summer's day.
bit of a sad day today as we say farewell to Paul, Paul Burnett. And let's hope it's just au revoir as far as the Beeb's concerned. That there is old Stevie Winwood and Valerie. Well, from Valerie's to salaries. And just how are today's youngsters coping in the battle for jobs? Well, we sent Claire Wimbush along to one local employer to find out.
Mr. Rumbly.
That's me.
I'm Claire Wimbush.
Oh, hello, lass.
I'm from the Youth Opportunities Programme.
Well, sit down, sit down, sit down. What can I do for you? Have a Rumbly's pie.
Well, thank you very much. Mr. Rumbly, over the past 12 months, we've sent you 117 unemployed school leavers, and I'm here to see how they're getting along.
Oh. Well, yes.
You see, Rumbly's Pies and Sausages are one of our most cooperative local employers. And, I mean, you've never had any complaints from...
No, no. No, well, you wouldn't have. Not from the kids, leastways.
How are they getting along, Mr. Rumbly?
Well, I'm using them mainly for filling in. As
so,
it were.
They're
know.
Getting plenty of on-the-job training and all kinds of experience.
Yes.
That's marvellous. No problems with any of them at all.
Well, usual hiccups, you know. But nothing serious.
Well, I must say, Mr. Rumbly, you are the ideal employer. And not a hint of racial prejudice.
No, no. Bloody well hope not. Care for a black pudding?
Well, it's nice to know there's one sausage manufacturer who's still making ends meet. This is Sharon Redd on the pie label. Oh, no, it's not. It's CBS. Tablets are wearing off. Never Give You Up from Sharon Redd, who bears an uncanny resemblance to another girl singer, Cher. Sort of Cher and Cher alike. Noel, who?
You're tuned to The Adrian Just Show, the program that'll go down in history.
And down, and down, and down.
Don't talk to me about history. For years, I thought Hastings 1066 was William the Conqueror's phone number.
Oh, see.
Tremolos with Radio 3's theme song, Silence is Golden. Well, they seem to have cornered the market in it, darling. Ed, talking of silence...
This is your roving reporter speaking to you from the home of America's sweetheart of the silent screen, Selma Gaines. Back in the roaring 20s, Miss Gaines was the most beloved star Hollywood had ever known. The beautiful, luscious Selma Gaines. Now, a quarter of a century later, Selma is still beautiful, the lovely temptress her fans remember so well. She's living in a small apartment in New York City, far from the cheers of Hollywood. Selma, let me ask you this question. You were so popular in the silence, why didn't you ever become a success in the talkies?
Well, I really didn't.
There's no doubt about it, though. People have fond memories of those old stars.
Every Saturday morning, I used to queue up, go in with my dollop of ice cream, look at the bulging Flash Gordon's tights, and think to myself, so that's what they do with old egg boxes.
I never miss Flash Gordon.
What memories? Flash Gordon. 76 years now.
76?
Just calls himself Gordon now.
Great stars they had in Hollywood in those days.
Just look here, Ron.
Who is it?
Sabu.
One of my favourites he was. Sabu the Elephant Boy.
Never knew that.
What?
Says here his real name was Sabu Aykroyd. He came from Halifax.
He was still one of the greats wherever he came from.
Says here he was one of the few Hollywood stars who could pick up a bun with his nose. Keystone Cops here.
Is there a picture of him?
Yeah. He hasn't changed, has he?
Who?
The Keystone Cop driving the police wagon. We're all Des.
Ah, but they were great, those old silent movies, weren't they? My producer went to see Charlie Chaplin in the Gold Rush once, and, well, I have to admit it, he was moved. Twice. Third time he got chucked out. More movies in a minute, but first, Amy Stewart.
Hey!
Amy Stewart, Knocking on Wood. Of course, it's no use trusting to luck in the film business. With all those millions at stake, you've got to have a good director, good actors, and of course, good writers. Now, well, here's a couple of chaps working on a new movie. What is it exactly?
We're going to do Samson and Delilah.
Oh, blimey, not again.
Go on, Jewel, how'd you see it? How'd you see it?
Well, I see Samson all huge and all bush.
Bush, yes, yes.
These great bulging thews and...
Oh, yeah.
And whopping great... whopping great lally.
Oh, yes.
The great Jesse.
The film opens with him lying there, spark out on his palliass.
Oh.
Fancy.
Oh, shut up.
No, yeah.
Oh. Who comes trolling in but this Pallone Delilah?
Yeah.
She pulls out this pair of scissors and lops off his rye.
Yes, I see that. great close-up of his head. Nanty rye. Yes, that is your cinema verite.
Truth. Then suddenly,
yeah,
he comes round.
Yeah. Mm. Go on.
Mm. How very gay.
Oh, yes. Beautiful.
And who do you see playing the role of Samson?
Where do you see the description says? Big, butch, muscular, blonde. There's only one person it can be.
Who's that?
Jewel. Jewel itself. It's you, Jewel.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, pity.
Why?
I saw myself as Delilah.
That would bring the house down. Actually, their last film had mixed reactions. They liked it, but the public didn't. Every single day, I'm waiting by my phone. Since you got away, it's only sleeping on my own. Out of luck without a lover's rock, like so many lovers had before. Had to smile just for a little while when a song coming through the door. Sweet wife, Romeo, Juliet, Samson, and Delilah. Radio 1 with your Saturday lunch with Bad Manners, Romeo and Juliet, Samson and Delilah. Well, I don't know about that, but down in East Cheam recently, it's been more like Sodom and Gomorrah.
Mr. Hancock, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Fun?
Ashamed. This article in the paper.
Where is it? Let me have a look.
There.
Oh, yes. Oh, very high-class literature, this. Read what the stars get up to in their spare time. How can you read muck like this?
I only read it. You are in it.
Where?
Page 9.
I don't believe it. Yes. This is ridiculous. I couldn't do all this. Must be somebody else.
I suppose that photograph is of someone else, too.
Yes, of course it is. No, it's not. It's me. She's right. It's me. What was Tony Hancock doing under the table with a cigarette girl at the Bag of Nuts?
That's what we'd all like to know.
I know you would, but this is fantastic. I've never been to the Bag of Nuts. I don't even know where it is.
Yeah, I've never seen that girl in my life.
That's why she's sitting on your lap, nibbling your left ear, I suppose.
My left ear has not been nibbled since the dog had a go at it. Photograph is a fake. She's been superimposed on my lap.
Disgusting.
I notice that you've got 84 editions of this rag in your office.
Girl's got to know what's going on. She's got to know what sort of men are walking about.
Yes, and you're only sorry you haven't met any of them.
No, and she was a bit like that at school, you know. She'd say to the boys, a penny or a kiss. By the time she was 15, she got her own Bentley. Vintage Stranglers with No More Heroes. Bit of a shame, really, because we need people we can look up to.
You know, I would have liked to have been Mavis. No, Florence Nightingale. They were a woman, caring, unselfish and courageous. Yeah, you're right there. You know who I would have liked to have been? Emily Bankhurst. Suffragette. Aye. That woman chained herself to railings and let herself up into ridicule to further the cause of us women. She were a shining example to us all. Well, I'd like to have been this Italian woman in paper, Sarah Pippolini. Who? Sarah Pippolini. Give us that here. Oh, Edie, put your glasses on. It says Sahara Pipeline laid by 30 men in 4 weeks.
Now, you're the kind of people who get us a bad name.
And I hear every sigh, every sound. they say. Every move they make feels it's coming my way. My favorite moment, putting the glass up next to the wall. Imagination, though I see nothing, I hear it.
Phil Collins with the hazards of modern housing on through these walls. Ah, now wait a minute. There's two blokes checking them now.
Charlie! Can you hear me?
Hear? I can see you in three places.
Sick of these houses, I'll tell you. The walls are that thin, I opened the open door the other day, there's a fella dipping his bread in our gravy.
That's all right. It's when they start watching your telly you've got to worry.
Don't.
Mary, I know you listen, darling. Why didn't I get a jingle that went, Adrian, just what I always wanted.
Will you stop that? You sing like a piece of chalk on a blackboard.
Mary Wilson, of course, and just what I always wanted. And you girls have certainly got what you wanted with this new TV show that's women only, eh?
Radical liberal garbage.
What do you call it?
Radical liberal garbage.
I might have expected that from him. What his poor wife has to put up with.
Oh, it's done. We can take it out now. Oh, just wait, Archie. You're going to like it. It's your breakfast. Bacon souffle.
Oh, I ain't going to eat none of that. What happened to my eggs over easy and my crispy bacon?
Boy, oh boy, a woman sure has no chance to express herself around you. It's as if she were in prison. She can't grow, she can't change. She's second class, half a person.
Hold it there, little girl. Oh, them ain't your words. Where are you getting all that from?
Oh, Gloria has been reading a book about women's lib.
Oh, jeez.
Three books, Daddy, and I didn't read them. I devoured them.
Edith, are you listening to this over here? A dreaded disease is infiltrating our home, and your daughter's bringing it in here. I suppose next you'll have you prancing around in hot pants and burning your brassieres.
Oh, no, Archie. I'm afraid of fire.
A figure like hers, I'm not surprised. Radio 1. Well, what do you think of these all-women chat shows?
Rabbit.
Sorry, girls. They're all MCPs here. Rabbit. Nothing I can do.
You got a beautiful chin. You got beautiful skin. You got a beautiful face. You got taste. You got beautiful eyes. You got beautiful thighs. You got a give it a rest. You got more rabbit than Sainsbury's. It's time you got it off your chest. Now you was just the kind of girl to break my heart in two. I knew right off when I first clapped my eyes on you. But how was I to know you'd bend my ear holes too? With your incessant talking, you'll be coming a pest. Rabbit. Now you're a wonderful girl. You got a wonderful smell. You got wonderful arms. You got charm. You got wonderful hair. We make a wonderful pair. Now I don't mind having a chat, but you have to keep giving it that. Now you won't stop talking, why don't you give it a rest? You've got more rabbit than Sainsbury's. It's time you got it off your chest. Now you were just the kind of girl to break my heart in two. I knew right off when I first clapped my eyes on you. But how was I to know you'd bend my ear holes too? With your incessant talking, you're becoming a pest. Rabbit.
Chaz and Dave and a bit of rabbit.
Imagine a system where the sound of a human voice could be atomized, and the thousands of pieces converted into computer code, sent hundreds of miles by microwave, reassembled by computer, and sound just the same as when it started.
It's incredible, isn't it? But you know what? It's happening to my voice right now. See, we at the Beeb invented it. It's called pulse code modulation, and we've been using it for 14 years.
What?
You know, The other incredible thing about this technology is that some people don't want to pay for it.
The BBC. We got the brains. We got the programs. You get the license.
It's amazing how they get all those pieces back right placing together, isn't it? Everybody going to the motor show today, Junior Walker, Roadrunner. Blimey, where's he come from?
He comes from Birmingham, but he has got an O-level in geography. Well, you need one to find your way around Birmingham, know what I mean?
What a place, Birmingham. I went there in my car once, I was 14 days on the ring road. I'd run out of petrol, the bloke behind was shoving me around.
You think that's bad? You want to try Spaghetti Junction some nights.
I tell people about Spaghetti Junction when I'm away from Brum, and like most people have heard of it. And really, it's not actually called Spaghetti Junction. Its official title is the Midland Motorway Link System. It's that locals call it Spaghetti Junction, you know, basically because I made a right bollock nose of the whole affair. And they got the Queen Mother in, right, to open up Spaghetti Junction. Can you imagine the Queen? I mean, we haven't had royalty in Birmingham for years, have we? Like, Nehru was the last bloke we had. They bought up all this army surplus bunting and strung it all around the city. And it was all camouflage colour, you know, no one could see it. And gave all the intelligent kids Union Jacks in, sort of, and told them to stand on the pavement and wave to as you went by and threw small acres. And like... And they forgot the ribbon, you know, she's got to cut. I mean, they spend all that and they forgot the ribbon that she's got to cut. And like, there's a great big length of electricity cable strung across the motorway. And the Queen Mother with a great big pair of calipers trying to plop it around. And all the traffic's rushing by because it opened the day before, you know.
That's a marvellous thing, though, Spaghetti Junction. Take you from Solihull to Cannock in 20 minutes. Even if you don't want to go.
Safest of all.
at his best. Gary Numan with Cars. Have you seen that new electric car that's at the motor show? Apparently you can drive from Liverpool to London for just a fiver. But the flex will cost you £300.
Let's face it, we all know the real reason why men buy cars. It's not as a means of transport, but invariably as an esoteric aphrodisiac. In other words, to pull the birds. That's true. There's no aphrodisiac quite like a Lamborghini, better known as a crumpet coupe. And there's some marvellous cars on the road. There's a new expensive Japanese car now called a Rolls-Royce. This car is so fast, it doesn't have a radiator, it's got a pedestrian strainer.
And from what I've heard, it's a bit heavy on juice.
1.25 miles to the gallon. They went to a filling station. They said, fill it up. The fella come round 20 minutes after. He said, hey, pal, can you switch the engine off? You're catching us up here.